Good morning, everybody. I am really happy to stay here with all you. Cada vez que vengo a este lugar me siento mejor que en mi casa porque siento un descanso.
Every time I come here, I feel better than being in my house because I feel a real rest.
Y quiero decirles algo.
And I want to tell you something.
En realidad yo puedo ver y sentir un mover del Espíritu Santo en este lugar.
I really can see and feel a move of the Holy Spirit in this place.
Y vaya que conozco donde cuando el Espíritu Santo se está moviendo en un lugar.
Because you can really understand or see when the Holy Spirit is moving in a place.
Porque Dios me ha dado el don de conectar mi corazón al corazón de Él.
Because God has given me the gift of being able to connect my heart to His heart.
Y el primer servicio que vine a este lugar fue el viernes de oración.
The first service that I came here was the other Friday worship service.
Y antes de que yo pudiera decir algo, el Señor me tocó en mi corazón.
And before I could even say anything, God just touched my heart.
Y yo le decía a Dios, yo sé que no puedo entender mucho de las palabras que hablan aquí.
And I said to God, I know that I can't understand a lot of the words that they're speaking here.
Pero una cosa sí entiendo perfectamente.
But something I can understand perfectly.
Tú estás en este lugar.
You are here in this place.
Y esta gente lo que hace es entregar tu corazón delante de ti.
And these people, what they do is they give their hearts over to you.
Y yo voy a hacer lo mismo.
And I'm going to do the same thing.
Voy a derramar mi corazón delante de ti.
I'm going to pour out my heart before you.
Y no pude decir ni una sola palabra, solamente me humillé delante de su
presencia. And I couldn't say anything else, I was just humbled before his presence.
Y fue hermoso.
And it was beautiful.
Y puedo decirte que Dios está en medio de este pueblo.
And so I can say that God is in the middle of his people here.
No hay nada más hermoso que la presencia de Dios donde quiera que tú estés.
There isn't anything more beautiful than being in the presence of God.
Y eso es algo que ha marcado mi corazón.
And this is something that has really touched my heart.
Porque a veces podemos estar en medio de conflictos o en medio de una situación difícil.
Because sometimes we can be in the middle of a big conflict or of a difficult moment, situation.
Pero lo que me da paz es cuando derramo mi corazón delante de Él.
But what gives me peace is when I really give my heart or pour my heart over to Him.
Y su presencia viene.
And His presence comes.
Entonces los cielos se abren.
And then the heavens open.
Y lo que está sucediendo arriba sucede en ese momento.
And what is happening up there happens here too.
En este pedazo de tierra.
In this little piece of earth.
Así es de que yo vengo a animarte a eso.
So I'm coming here to encourage you to this.
Aunque creo que tú lo entiendes perfectamente.
Even though I think you all understand this perfectly.
Que cuando tú estás en la presencia de Dios,
that when you are in the presence of God,
cualquier cosa puede suceder.
Anything can happen.
Y bueno, oro para que sea Dios trayendo palabra a tu vida.
I want to pray so it will be God bringing the word to your lives.
Espíritu Santo, habla tú y calle yo.
Holy Spirit, that you would speak and I would be quiet.
Que tu palabra sea de bendición a mis hermanos.
And that your word would be a blessing
in
to my brothers
Jesus'
and
name,
sisters.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Hoy quiero empezar a platicarte de tres historias en la Biblia.
Today I want to start by talking about three stories in the Bible.
Y estas tres historias se vivieron en tiempos diferentes.
There are three stories that we can see in different times.
Pero son algo que nos abren los ojos acerca de anhelar la presencia de Dios.
But it's something that can open our eyes to really longing for the presence of God.
Y la primera historia comienza en el primer libro de Samuel.
And the first story starts in 1 Samuel.
En el capítulo 15, a partir del verso 1.
In chapter 15, verse 1. 1 Samuel 15, 1. Samuel also said to Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint you king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore heed the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I will punish what Amalek did to Israel, how he ambushed him on the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have And do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, infant and nursing child, ox and sheep, camel and donkey. And verse 7 says, and Saul attacked the Amalekites from Havilah all the way to Shur, which is east of Egypt. He also took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. And 13 Then Samuel went to Saul, and Saul said to him, blessed are you of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. But Samuel said, what then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice to the Lord your God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said to Saul, be quiet, and I will tell you what the Lord said to me last night. And he said to him, speak on. So Samuel said, when you were little in your own eyes, were you not head of the tribes of Israel? And did not the Lord anoint the king over Israel? Now the Lord sent you on a mission and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they are consumed. Why then did you not obey the voice of the Lord? Why did you swoop down on the spoil and do evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said to Samuel, but I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and gone to the mission on which the Lord sent me and brought back Agag, king of Amalek. I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the plunder, sheep and oxen, and the best of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal.
Y en esta historia estamos viendo a un hombre que fue escogido por Dios.
In this story we're seeing a man who was chosen by God.
Él tenía la bendición y el respaldo de Dios.
He had the blessing and also like the backing up or the support of God.
Creo que tenía todo lo que todo hombre en aquel tiempo pudiera desear.
I think he had everything that any man in that time would have longed for.
Qué hermoso.
How beautiful.
Pero vamos a ver una cosa aquí. Dios le dio una misión a Saúl.
But we're going to see something here because God gave Saul a mission.
Saúl lo hizo. Sí, mató a los amalecitas.
Did he do the mission? Yes, he killed all the Amalekites.
Aquí lo que resuena en mi mente es esto, lo siguiente.
But what really resounds in my mind is the next.
Saúl y el pueblo tenían una muy bonita intención en su corazón.
Saul and the people had a really nice intention in their heart.
Y una vez que cumplieron la misión que Dios les dio, dijeron entre sí.
And once they finished the mission, they said to each other,
oh, este ganado está muy bonito, está gordo, es de lo mejor. Vamos llevándolo para ofrecer sacrificio a nuestro Dios.
These animals are really pretty and they're really nice and really big and fat, and let's take them to give a sacrifice to our God.
Vamos a llevarle este regalo para que Dios se ponga aún más contento porque le obedecimos, pero aparte le vamos a ofrecer sacrificio.
Let's bring these to God so he's even happier with us and we can really give them to him and then it's even better.
Pero ¿qué sucede? Dios se molesta con Saúl porque no hizo las cosas conforme a lo que Dios le había dicho.
But what happens? God gets angry with Saul because he didn't do things the way he told him to do them.
Y lo hizo no a la manera de Dios, sino a su manera.
So he didn't do it God's way, he did it his way.
Muchas veces Dios nos llama a hacer algo, pero nosotros hacemos las cosas a la manera del hombre y no a la manera de Dios.
Many times God calls us to do something, but we want to do it our way and not God's way.
Y aunque parece bueno el propósito y hacemos lo que Dios dice,
And even though the purpose seems right and we're doing what God is saying,
y le ponemos un plus, oh, vamos a ofrecer sacrificio.
And we even put a plus on it. We say, oh, we're going to give him a sacrifice.
Pero eso no le ordenó Dios a Saúl.
But God didn't ask Saul for this sacrifice.
Dios le ordenó que completamente eliminara ese pueblo.
God asked him to eliminate completely this town, this city.
Y Saúl no lo hizo de esa manera.
And Saul didn't do it that way.
Y eso le costó muy caro.
And this was really like costly. Uh-huh. This was really costly to Saul.
Porque anteriormente Saúl ya había desobedecido a Dios.
Because he had already disobeyed God, Saul.
Pero en esta ocasión desobedeció directamente una orden del Señor.
But this time he had disobeyed a direct order from the Lord.
Y entonces me sorprende mucho cómo aún Saúl pone algunos pretextos.
But it also surprises me how Saul even gives some excuses.
Y dijo, yo traje al rey, sí, pero el pueblo ha traído este botín para ofrecerlo
he said,
a tu Dios.
I brought the king, but those people, they brought the animals to sacrifice to God.
Pero entonces el costo que Saúl pagó fue que fue desechado por Dios.
And the price that he paid was that he was separated from God.
Y todos conocemos la historia, ¿verdad?
And we all know this story.
Que aunque Saúl se aferró a que le perdonaran.
And even though Saul really wanted to be forgiven.
Y se aferró de las vestiduras de Samuel.
And he hung on to the clothes
of
Samuel.
Por favor, no me dejes. Yo me arrepiento. Yo fui el que pequé.
And he says, don't leave me. I know I'm the sinner.
Y el vestido se rompió.
And his clothes were ripped.
Y Samuel le dijo, así Dios ha roto tu reino el día de hoy y te ha desechado.
And Samuel said, that's the same way that God has ripped apart your kingdom and he has thrown you away.
Y me gusta como dice el verso 22
and I like how
y el 23.
Verse 22 and 23 says, so Samuel said, has the Lord I'm sorry, having a hard time reading this. Anybody have verse 22. Thank you. That was verse 22 and 23. 1 Samuel 15.
Necesitamos tener mucho cuidado con las cosas de Dios.
We need to be very careful with the things of God.
Necesitamos estar atento cuál es la voluntad del Señor.
We need to be attentive to what is his will.
Porque las buenas intenciones no bastan.
Because good intentions aren't enough.
En donde yo vivo hay muchas personas que tienen un corazón grande.
Where I live, there are a lot of people that have really big hearts.
Pero descuidan cuál es la voluntad del Señor.
But they forget about what is the will of God.
Y se dejan guiar conforme a lo que hay en su corazón.
And so they are being led by what is in their hearts.
Y aunque parece bonito.
And even though sometimes it looks nice and pretty.
Dios no ha llamado esas personas a eso que ellos están haciendo conforme a su corazón.
God hasn't called these people to what they're doing.
Porque Dios,
because it's about their own heart.
Dios nos demanda mucho más de lo que tú y yo podamos imaginarnos.
God is asking us for so much more than what we can even imagine.
Y quiero contarte otra historia en otra situación diferente.
I want to tell another story in a different time.
Que está en Éxodo capítulo 33.
That's in Exodus chapter 33.
Del verso 1.
From verse 1.
¿Quién no conoce a Moisés? Moisés fue un hombre que tuvo más cercanía con Dios.
Who doesn't know about Moses? Moses was a man that was so close to the Lord.
Y literal dice la escritura que él miraba cara a cara al Señor.
It says that he saw the Lord face to face. Then the Lord said to Moses, depart and go up from here, you and the people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, to the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, to your descendants I will give it. And I will send my angel before you, and I will drive out the Canaanites and the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up in your midst, lest I consume you on the way, for you are a stiff-necked people.
Okay, aquí Dios está dando una orden a Moisés, y Moisés es un hombre que siempre hacía lo que Dios decía.
This is God giving an order to Moses, and Moses was a man that always did what God asked him to do.
Pero por alguna razón Dios le está diciendo que vaya a un lado.
But for some reason God is telling him to go in a certain place.
La bendición está soltada, solamente ve y tómala.
The blessing is like given, he just has to take it.
Te entrego la promesa.
I give you the promise.
Pero yo no voy a ir contigo.
But I'm not going to go with you.
Va a ir mi ángel y va a pelear por ti y va a desocupar esa tierra para que tú la posees.
My angel will go and he will take away all the nations and he will fight for you and you will win it.
No sé si tú puedas imaginarte en trasladándolo a nuestros tiempos en algo que tú le has pedido a Dios y que Dios te ha prometido.
I don't know if you can think about, imagine this in our times is something that God has promised you that you're really longing for.
Dios es fiel.
God is faithful.
Y cumple su promesa.
And he does his promises.
Sin importar lo que hayamos hecho después, él sigue fiel a lo que él dijo.
It doesn't matter what we have done, he is faithful to his word.
Él prometió desde antes de Moisés que esa tierra la daría a la descendencia de Abraham.
He promised even way before Moses that he would give this land to the descendants of Abraham.
Y antes de esto, si nos vamos unos capítulos atrás, vemos un pecado muy grande que el pueblo de Dios cometió.
And if we read a few chapters before this chapter, we'll see the big sin that the people of Israel committed.
Pero Dios aún sigue fiel a su palabra.
But God is still faithful to his word.
Y sigue fiel a la palabra que Dios te ha dado en un tiempo.
And he is faithful to the word and the promise that he has given you at one point.
Él es quien dice ser.
He is who he says he is.
Qué hermoso, ¿no? Ya tienes la bendición, solamente ve y tómala.
That's beautiful, God saying, here's the blessing, take it.
Hay mucha gente en mi pueblo que busca la bendición de Dios como no tienes idea.
There are so many people in my town that look for the blessing of God like you can't even imagine.
En la iglesia El Camino en San Juan de Abajo ha habido muchas personas que se han acercado a nosotros.
There are so many people in the town that have come to our church, El Camino, looking for the Lord.
Buscando la bendición de Dios.
Looking for a blessing from
Están
the Lord.
Muy necesitados de una bendición de Dios.
They're really in great need of a blessing from God.
Y muchos de ellos han recibido su milagro y su promesa.
And many of them have received their promise and their miracle that they were looking for.
Pero una vez que reciben esa bendición, se apartan del Señor.
But once they receive this blessing, they separate themselves from God.
Eso es terrible.
This is terrible.
Hay otras personas que ni siquiera reciben la promesa o no reciben su milagro que buscan.
And there are some people that don't receive the miracle, the blessing that they're looking for.
Y se alejan enojados.
And they also leave but angry.
Aún eso todavía es muy feo.
And this is also really, really terrible.
He visto esto no solamente en mi pueblo, en otros lugares en México. No sé aquí, ¿verdad? Pero en México sucede mucho.
I've seen this not only in my town, but in all over Mexico, and I don't know if the same thing happens here.
Hay tanta necesidad que solamente buscamos una bendición.
We have so much need that we're only looking for the blessing.
Y nos olvidamos del quien da las bendiciones.
And we forget about the one that gives these blessings.
Pero me gusta mucho la reacción que Moisés tomó.
But I really like the reaction that Moses takes here.
Porque en el capítulo 15 Moisés le responde a Dios.
In verse 15, Moses responds to God. Then he said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here."
Qué diferencia, ¿no?
What a difference.
Moisés ya tenía la bendición que desde Abraham se había dado. Habían pasado ya algunas generaciones.
Moses had the blessing ready for him, the blessing that was prophesied since Abraham.
Y finalmente se la estaba entregando a Moisés. ¡Qué privilegio!
Finally it was the moment and he was giving it to Moses. What a privilege.
¡Qué privilegio! Yo puedo imaginar a Moisés emocionado. ¡Sí, señor! Yo ahorita voy y la tomo.
I can imagine Moses like, oh yeah, right now I'll go take it.
Y todo el pueblo también me imagino que estaba emocionado porque finalmente sus ojos iban a ver lo que sus antepasados no vieron.
And I can imagine that all the people were also really excited and say, wow, we're finally going to see what generations before us haven't seen.
Pero ¿qué sucede cuando Dios les dijo que yo no iré con ustedes?
But what happens when God says to them, but I won't go with you?
Yo puedo imaginar a Moisés diciendo, ¿para qué quiero algo bonito o esa promesa si tú no vas a estar ahí?
And I can imagine Moses saying, why do I even want this blessing? Why do I even want this if you're not going to be there with me?
Moisés podía entender una cosa por el tiempo que tuvo relacionándose con él.
Moses had this understanding because of the time that he had spent with God.
No me voy a conformar con una cosa cuando tú puedes proveer aún mucho más por más tiempo prolongado.
I'm not going to be conformed with just one thing when I know that you can be with me forever.
Moisés conocía a Dios y no quería separarse de él.
Moses knew the Lord and he didn't want to separate himself from him.
Y esto se me figura mucho al rey David también cuando fue confrontado por el profeta que le dijo que había pecado.
This also reminds me a lot of David when he was confronted by the prophet saying that he had sinned.
No me apartes de tu presencia ni quites tu Santo Espíritu de mí.
He said, don't take me away from your presence and don't take your Holy Spirit from me.
Moisés sabía caminar apartado de Dios y con el Señor.
Moses knew how to walk holy before the Lord or separated.
Pero una vez que conoció al Señor, su corazón se cautivó con el de él.
But once he knew the heart of God, his heart was captivated by him.
Y no hacía una cosa por su propia prudencia, sino que todo era consultado por Dios.
So let me go back. I messed that up. Moses knew what it was like to walk not with the Lord. And so when he spent time with the Lord and was captivated by his heart.
Fuera cual fuera el asunto, siempre consultaba a Dios.
So he would always, anything that was coming up with leading, he was always looking to the Lord for guidance.
Y él dijo, no, Señor, si tu presencia no ha de ir conmigo, no nos saques de aquí. Aquí nos quedamos.
So he said, no, Lord, if your presence isn't going with us, then we're staying right here.
No importa que la situación no esté bien en este lugar, no importa que haga calor, no importa que esté feo.
Doesn't matter that this situation is terrible. It doesn't matter that it's really hot here. It doesn't matter. Don't take us anywhere if you're not going with us.
Porque la escritura dice, busca primero el reino de Dios y su justicia y lo demás vendrá por añadidura.
Because the Lord says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything else will be added.
Mira, Dios es tan bondadoso.
God is so good.
Que no necesitas pedirle nada.
That we don't even have to ask him for anything.
Dios conoce tu situación y mi situación.
God knows your situation and my situation.
Él conoce cada cosa de nuestras vidas.
He knows everything about our lives.
Antes de que suceda algo, Él ya lo conoce.
And before something happens, He already knows it's going to happen.
Y Él no es malo, sino al contrario, es muy bueno.
And He isn't evil, He is really good.
Cuando tú y yo buscamos a Dios de todo nuestro corazón, sin importar lo que Él pueda hacer,
so when we really search for God with all of our heart,
Él nos va a dar aún lo que necesitamos.
Not looking for what He can give us, He will give us even what we need.
Pero Moisés era humano y cometió una vez algo indebido.
But Moses was human and he did something that was not right.
Y se encuentra en el capítulo de Éxodo, Números 27.
And we find this story in Numbers 20. Chapter 20,
verse 7. Y le da una orden tan sencilla a Moisés Dios.
And God gives Moses such a simple order. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the rod. You and your brother Aaron gather the congregation together. Speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water. Thus you shall bring forth for them out of the rock and give drink to the congregation and their animals." So Moses took the rod from before the Lord as He commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock. He said to them, "Hear now, you rebels. Must we bring water for you out of this rock?" Then Moses lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their animals drank. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them."
Una orden sencilla que Dios le dio a Moisés.
A simple order that God gave Moses.
Dios se quería glorificar con esto que iba a hacer.
God wanted to be glorified with what He was going to do.
Pero por alguna razón Moisés se encontraba no en el mejor momento de su vida.
But for some reason we find Moses not in the best place in his life.
Y muchas veces tú y yo nos vamos a molestar con ciertas circunstancias o no nos vamos a levantar bien a lo mejor ese día de la cama.
So sometimes we can also find ourselves in moments where we're not in the best, or we get up on the wrong side of the bed.
A lo mejor nos levantamos con el pie izquierdo y las cosas no nos salen como nosotros queremos.
Or we get up with the left foot and things don't work out the way we wanted them to.
Y de pronto Dios nos habla.
And then all of a sudden God speaks to us.
Y hacemos las cosas.
And we do things?
Sí.
Do we do it?
Moisés hizo lo que Dios le mandó. Sí.
Did Moses do what God told him to? Yes.
¿Se cumplió el propósito por el cual Dios les dijo que hablara? Sí.
Was the purpose achieved for what God wanted to do? Yes.
El pueblo bebió agua y también los animales.
The people drank water and also their animals.
¿Cuál es el problema? ¿Se cumplió?
So what's the problem if the purpose was achieved?
El problema es aquí cuando nuestras emociones entran en primer lugar.
The problem here is that when our emotions are in first place,
y no hacemos las cosas a la manera de Dios.
And we don't do things the way God's ways.
Hemos sido obedientes, hacemos lo que Dios nos dice, pero lo hacemos a nuestra manera.
We have been obedient and we've done what God said, but we do it in our way.
Y mi hermano, eso tiene una consecuencia muy grande.
And brothers, this has a really bad consequence.
Cuando tú y yo sabemos hacer lo bueno, sabemos escuchar la voz de Dios,
when we know what is good to do and we know how to hear the voice of the Lord,
y sabemos ejecutar la orden que Dios nos da,
and we know how to do what God is asking us to do,
pero de pronto solamente porque no nos levantamos bien,
but only because we didn't get up right,
hacemos las cosas con enojo.
We do things with anger.
Y entonces no está obrando. Dios no obra en el enojo.
But so then God isn't working because he doesn't work through anger.
Hacemos las cosas sí, pero no a la manera de Dios.
We do things, yes, but not in God's ways.
Y como dije, eso trae consecuencias.
And so this gives us consequences.
Esto le costó a Moisés no entrar a la tierra prometida.
And so Moses paid the price of not being able to go into the promised land.
Cuando vimos que en el libro de Éxodo ya le había dicho Dios, ahí está la tierra, ve, tómala, poséela.
So we see in the book of Exodus that God gave Moses the opportunity to go and said, go, take the people.
¿Puedes imaginarte? Dios ya le había dado todo, ya estuviera Moisés ahí.
God had given him everything. Moses could have already been in the promised land.
No lo hizo porque amaba más la presencia de Dios.
But he didn't do it because he loved the presence of God more.
Pero aún una mala actitud nos lleva a desastres muy grandes en nuestra vida.
But even a bad attitude can bring us to deep disaster in our lives.
Cuando tú y yo hacemos algo para Dios, necesitamos tener nuestra mejor actitud.
When we go to serve the Lord and do something for him, we need to have the best attitude.
Porque en eso se glorifica el Señor.
Because that's how God is glorified.
Cuando tú y yo somos mansos y nos humillamos delante de él y hacemos lo que él nos dice como él lo dice.
Because when we are meek and humble and we do then we can do the things that God has called us to do.
Y estábamos contando hace un rato de las personas que buscan el milagro y no lo encuentran.
We were talking just a minute ago about the people that are only looking for a miracle.
Se enojan tanto que se van de la iglesia.
And then something doesn't work out and they get angry and they leave the church.
Yo te confieso que no hay otra cosa más hermosa en mi vida que la presencia de Dios.
I can confess that there isn't anything more beautiful in my life than the presence of God.
Algunos de aquí me conocen que soy de pocas palabras, hablo muy poco.
Some of you might know me that I don't speak a lot and I don't say many words.
No solo porque no hablo inglés.
Not just because I don't speak English.
En español hablo bien poquito también.
In Spanish I don't speak very much either.
Pero hay algo que me apasiona en mi corazón.
But there's something that really gives me so much passion in my heart.
Cuando yo estoy en la presencia de Dios,
when I am in the presence of God,
mi corazón arde.
My heart just burns.
Y entonces puedo hablar con pasión acerca de esto que me llena.
So then I can speak with passion about what God, how God fills me.
Puedo hablarte por muchas horas acerca de Dios y de lo que Dios está haciendo y de lo que Dios es.
And I could talk to you for hours and hours about what God is doing, what God does and who God is.
Y no me canso porque el Señor me llena.
And I don't get tired because God fills me.
Y en este momento siento la presencia de Dios en mi corazón.
In this moment I feel the presence of God in my heart.
Y yo te digo, escucha lo que Dios te está diciendo.
So I say, listen to what God is telling you.
Porque él conoce a cada uno de nosotros.
Because he knows each and every one of us.
Y a lo mejor tú le has pedido algo.
And maybe you have been asking him for something.
Y no ha llegado a tu vida.
And it hasn't come to your life yet.
Yo te digo, no te rindas.
I tell you today, don't give up.
Persevera en eso que tú estás deseando y anhelando con todo tu corazón.
Persevere in this, the thing that you have been longing for with your whole heart.
Porque acuérdate que hay alguien que se está oponiendo a lo que tú deseas.
Because remember that there is someone that is opposing what you are longing for.
Hay mucha oposición.
There's a lot of opposition.
Créemelo, no te enojes.
Believe
con
it.
Dios.
Don't get mad at God.
No te enojes con tus ministros.
Don't get upset with the leadership or the ministers.
Mejor ocúpate en la oración.
It's better to just be in prayer.
Y tarde que temprano la respuesta vendrá a tu vida.
And sooner or later the answer will come to your life.
Haz lo que esté a tu alcance por conseguir al que da la bendición, no a la bendición, al que da la bendición.
And look for the one who gives out the blessings.
Y para no hacer el cuento más largo, déjame te cuento la última historia que vengo a compartirte.
And I'm gonna just quickly share the last story.
Que se encuentra en el libro de segundo libro de Reyes.
That's in the second book of Kings.
Chapter 4. Verse 8 and then. Bueno, Tú puedes leer quizás la historia o ya te la sabes de memoria. Se trata de la mujer sunamita y el profeta Eliseo.
You can read the story, or maybe you already know it from memory. This is about the prophet Elisha and the Shunammite woman.
Te voy a parafrasear un poco acerca de esta historia que tú ya conoces muy bien.
I'm going to make the story, tell the story a little shorter.
Y la Biblia dice que había una mujer muy importante.
The Bible says that there was a woman who was really important.
La cual siempre que pasaba Eliseo por ese lugar lo invitaba a comer.
Every
Ven.
Time that Elisha went through this town, she would invite him to eat at her house.
Y Eliseo siempre acudía a comer con ellas.
And so Elisha always went and had a meal with them.
Pero esta mujer no se conformaba con solamente él pasara solamente y un ratito.
But she wasn't happy with just a little meal once in a while.
Él quería que ese hombre de Dios permaneciera más tiempo en su casa.
She wanted this man of God to be in her home more.
Porque él representaba la presencia de Dios en aquel entonces.
Because he was a representation of the presence of God in that time period.
Y un día le dijo a su esposo.
So one day she said to her husband.
Hagamos un aposento.
Let's make an upper room.
Pongamos cama, mesa y candelero.
We can put a bed and a little table and a lamp.
Para que cuando este hombre de Dios venga, se quede aquí.
So when this man of God comes, he can stay here and sleep here.
A lo que yo puedo entender de la historia, quizás no es una mujer escogida por Dios.
What I can understand from the story is that maybe this woman wasn't somebody that God called.
Era una mujer que no le faltaba nada, era importante en ese lugar.
But she was a woman that didn't need anything. She was important in this place.
Pero había algo que ella añoraba en su corazón.
But there was something that she was longing for in her heart.
Y era que la presencia de Dios posara en su casa.
And it was that the presence of God would live in her house.
Yo he estudiado esta historia muchas veces.
I have studied this story a lot of times.
Y me impacta el corazón de esta mujer.
And I really like my really draw my attention the woman and her heart.
Y lo puedo representar en nuestros días.
And I can think about it representing in our time.
Como el anhelo que tú y yo podemos tener de parte de Dios.
Like that longing that you and I can have for the Lord.
Cuando tú y yo anhelamos la presencia de Dios.
When you and I really long for the presence of God.
Y a lo mejor no somos dignos de tener esa presencia de Dios.
And maybe we're not worthy of having his presence.
Pero hay un anhelo ardiente en nuestro corazón y hacemos lo que sea necesario para tener esa presencia en nuestra casa.
But we do whatever is necessary to be able to have the presence of God with us and in our home.
Y así fue, esta mujer hizo ese aposento y puso todas las cosas conforme lo dijo a su marido.
And so that's what she did. She made this room and they made all the things like she and her husband had talked about.
Y un día Eliseo le pregunta.
And so one day Elisha asks a question.
¿Qué necesitas que haga por ti?
They asked the woman, what,
¿quieres que hable al rey por ti?
What do you need from me?
¿O quieres
what can
que hable
I do for you?
A alguien importante para ti?
Do you want me to talk to the king for you or talk to someone important for you?
Y la respuesta de ella fue bien sencilla.
And her response was really simple.
Yo vivo en medio de mi pueblo.
She says, I live amongst my people.
Y lo que significa esta expresión es lo siguiente.
And so what this expression means,
cuando ella dijo, yo vivo en medio de mi pueblo,
when she says, I live amongst my people,
le estaba diciendo a Eliseo, yo no necesito nada.
She's saying to Elisha, I don't need anything.
Lo que tengo es suficiente para vivir feliz.
What I have is sufficient to live happily.
No te estoy pidiendo nada, solamente quédate aquí en mi casa.
I'm not asking you for anything, I just want you to sleep in my house.
Y lo que sucede más adelante todos vimos que Dios le dio aún lo que ella no pidió, un hijo.
And what we can see later in the story is that God gave her what she didn't even ask for, and that was a son.
Y cuando tú y yo nos acercamos a Dios de esta manera como la sunamita lo hizo.
And so when you and I come to the Lord and get close to him the way this Shunammite woman did.
Vamos a ganar mucho más de lo que gana una persona que va con un propósito.
We're going to win a lot more than what somebody is trying to win when they go to the Lord with a purpose.
Porque no importa cómo tú te acerques a Dios.
Because it doesn't matter how you come before the Lord.
Si tú necesitas un milagro, Dios es bueno y te puede cumplir ese milagro.
If you need a miracle, God is good and He is willing and able to give you that.
Si tú eres escogido por Dios, pues aprovecha eso.
And if you've been chosen by God, well, take advantage of it.
Adórale y regocíjate en su presencia.
Worship Him in His presence.
Pero si tú sientes que no eres un escogido por Dios,
but if you feel like you haven't been chosen,
busca la manera de cautivar el corazón del Padre.
Search the way that you can really captivate the heart of your Father.
Como esta mujer lo hizo.
Like this woman did.
Podemos llegar al corazón de Dios de la siguiente manera.
We can come to the heart of the Father in this way.
Cuando tú y yo buscamos a Dios sin buscar lo que Él hace, sino por lo que Él es.
When we search for the Lord for who He is and not only for what He does.
Decirle, Padre, yo no necesito nada, solamente permíteme estar en tu presencia.
To say, Father, I don't need anything, just let me live in your presence.
A lo mejor no vamos a poder entrar a su presencia a la primera, a la segunda, a la tercera. Necesitamos perseverar, perseverar y perseverar.
And maybe we don't feel like we come into his presence in the first time or the second time, but we need to persevere and to stay in his presence.
Y una cosa te aseguro.
And something that I'm sure about.
Una vez que logres entrar a la presencia de Dios, tu vida jamás será la misma.
One time that you are able to really come into the presence of God,
jamás será la misma.
Your life will never be the same again.
Yo recuerdo la primera vez que estuve en la presencia de Dios.
I remember the very first time that I was in the presence of God.
Yo no podía entender lo que estaba sucediendo.
I couldn't even explain what was happening.
Pero Dios tocó mi corazón.
But God touched my heart.
Que mi vida nunca jamás fue la misma.
And my life was never the same again.
Porque a partir de ahí nació un anhelo.
Because from that moment there was a longing birthed in me.
Y ese anhelo fue creciendo conforme fui conociendo a Dios.
And this longing was growing and growing as I was knowing the Lord more.
Yo recuerdo que mucha gente me platicaba de lo que Dios estaba haciendo.
I remember in that time many people were talking to me and telling me stories about what God was doing.
Eso era alrededor del 2010, 2009, 2008 por ahí.
This was around like 2010, 2009.
Estaba sucediendo un avivamiento en jóvenes en México.
There was a revival starting to happen in the youth in Mexico.
Y aunque yo no conocía a Dios,
and even though I didn't know the Lord,
yo sabía que anhelaba eso.
I knew that I was longing for this.
Le dije un día a Dios, yo quiero lo que estos jóvenes aquí tienen.
And I said to God one day, I want what these youth have.
Pero no me conformo con lo que ellos me platican. Yo quiero vivir esta experiencia en carne propia.
But I don't want to just hear their stories. I want to live the same experience in my own life.
Yo quiero ver tu gloria.
I want to see your glory.
Y ese anhelo ha ido creciendo.
And this longing has been growing and growing.
Y mientras más conozco de Dios, más quiero conocerlo más y más quiero de Él.
And more that I know the Lord, the more I want to know Him more and more and more.
Es algo glorioso. A veces estoy solamente en mi casa.
Sometimes I'm just alone in my house.
Cuando estoy solo completamente.
When I'm all alone.
Agarro mi guitarra y empiezo a adorar.
And I get my guitar and I start to worship.
Y le digo, Dios, yo no quiero nada.
And I say to God, God, I don't want anything.
Solamente quiero disfrutar un momento a tu lado.
I just want to enjoy a moment with you.
Y lo que sale en mi corazón es que solamente Dios pueda disfrutar de esa compañía.
And so what happens is that I can just have this like.
Cuando tú logras acercarte a Dios de esa manera, Dios abre los cielos.
And because when we are able to connect ourselves with God this way, God opens the heavens.
Y aun lo que tú no le pides, Él te lo da porque conoce tu necesidad.
And even what you don't ask for, God gives us because He knows our needs.
Estoy muy agradecido con Dios.
I'm really grateful to the Lord.
De permitirme conocerlo de esta manera.
To really, that He has let me know Him this way.
Mira lo que significa, lo que representa el aposento que construyó esta mujer sunamita es lo siguiente.
And what this upper room that this woman made in her home means.
Tú y yo somos ese aposento.
You and I are this upper room.
Tú y yo necesitamos ser ese aposento para el Espíritu Santo.
You and I need to be this upper room for the Holy Spirit.
La Biblia nos dice que Él no habita en templos hechos por manos de hombre.
Because the Bible says that He doesn't live in temples that are made by humans.
Pero Él habita en el corazón de cada hombre y mujer dispuesto a todo.
But He lives in the heart of men and women that are available and willing.
Tú y yo somos ese aposento, esa casa de Dios.
So you and I are this upper room. We are the house of the Lord.
Hagamos lo que sea necesario para que su presencia esté en nosotros.
So let's do whatever is possible so that His Holy Spirit is living in us.
No solamente los viernes o los domingos.
Not only Fridays and Sundays.
Que Él permanezca en ese aposento todos los días de nuestra vida.
But that He will be in this upper room all of the days of our life.
Porque lo que estamos viviendo aquí en la tierra,
because what we are living here on earth,
es solamente una prueba de lo que viviremos en la eternidad.
Is only like a taste or a little bit of what we will learn, what we will have in eternity.
Y la eternidad es la siguiente, descrita por Jesús en el Evangelio según San Juan.
And the And eternity is what comes next.
Y en el Evangelio según San Juan nos dice Jesús, y esta es la vida eterna.
Because in John he says this is eternal life.
Que te conozcan a ti, al único Dios verdadero y a Jesucristo a quien has enviado.
That they would know Jesus Christ and know me, Jesus Christ, and he who Do you know the verse? Yeah. Juan 14.
No recuerdo. Pero esa es la vida eterna.
Pero this is eternal life.
Vivámosla aquí de una vez.
And we can live it here. Conozcamos
al Señor y anhelemos su presencia.
We can look for Him and long for His presence.
Vivamos el cielo aquí en la tierra. Aquí ahora.
Living eternal life here today.
Amén. Señor, te doy gracias por esta palabra.
I give you thanks for this word.
Y yo te pido en el nombre de Jesús.
And I ask you in the name of Jesus.
Que tu Santo Espíritu venga sobre cada uno de nosotros.
That your Holy Spirit would come over each and every one of us.
Y que sigas llenando de vida estos corazones.
And that you would keep filling these lives up.
Porque es lo que he podido entender.
Because this is what I can understand.
Que tú mantienes a y la iglesia fuente de vida
is that you have kept
con tu Santo Espíritu,
church fountain of life with your Holy Spirit.
Porque yo he visto que ellos anhelan con todo su corazón tu presencia.
Because I have seen that they are longing for your Holy Spirit with all of their hearts.
Y lo he podido ver porque lo he sentido.
And I have been able to see it because I have felt it.
Aquí te buscan, Señor, con corazón sincero.
That here they look for you with a sincere heart.
Concede las peticiones de sus corazones, aunque no te las han pedido.
So give them the desires of their heart, even if they haven't asked you for them.
Tú conoces la necesidad de cada uno
you
de nosotros.
You know the need of each and every one of them.
Señor, solamente hazlo.
Lord, you do it.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
Amén.
Amen.